What it do? What it do? State Radio.
What's up, man? What's up, man? How you been, Aim? How you been? How you been?
Man, I've been going through it, but I'm hanging in there, man.
Understood, understood. The world is getting quite crazy. Donald Trump is not president, but it still ain't getting no better.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy. You got COVID-19, you got a lot of stuff going on. It's just crazy.
Man, how you feel about that COVID-19, though? Like,
man, for real, I don't want to give it to the COVID-19 because it's just crazy. It's just sad what the world going through. Yeah, I heard Jeremiah, the artist, I think that's his name, Jeremiah, I heard he got it, but I heard he's doing much better now. You got the Valance, you got King Von, you got...
Yeah, that can't
be. You got Boosie, you got all these people get into troubles and violence, stuff like that. It's just the world, I feel like I don't know, man. I kind of question myself, like, do I really want to rap? I had to question myself, like, do I really want to pursue this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm.
Right.
Because it's getting really wicked, but I feel like no one's praising God, and I think these labels are looking at somebody to praise God because the violence, them rapping that type of way is giving them a certain image. And I feel like labels are more looking at me because of this, like, dang, he's rapping positive.
We
need somebody like that. And I think my platform, Aim.TV, I think my music is going to speak for itself and take off in a way that I've never seen before. And I think it's going to shock a lot of people that doubt it,
I got a question. Yeah. If you had one label to pick from to sign you right now, who would you go to?
I feel more comfortable with United Masters. And I know a lot of labels might put a big bag on the table. I don't see myself taking no big money off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just see how Italy Chopper, he speaks his mind on the beat. No one's controlling his music. Mm-hmm. His new mixtape, album, whatever you want to call it, is more of him being himself in it rather than being with the world.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard this project. I heard it on YouTube.
I listened to some of it too.
I really couldn't get into it, but I mean, it's not negative. He's saying positive things. You know what I'm saying? It's different. I mean, he didn't get a lot of record sales, but anywho, I'd rather go with United Masters. I don't see myself signing just to anybody to get out the hood or anything like that. Like, I'd rather have my own 100% of royalties. And everything. I'm not trying to sign no bullcrap contract or nothing like that.
Shit, the game's so wicked now, man. People are blocking people from getting in the game. Like, you got people that's in the game, but blocking people from new people getting in the game.
For real.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, it'll be people in the game that can block you from getting signed by their record label because they don't like your music or they don't like you. All right.
That's how it might be. You know what I'm saying? Praising God. And I mean, praising God, not a lot of people rock with it. I got friends that won't even post my music and like that just because my type of music. They'd be like, well, nobody listens to that. So they'd rather post something toxic, something that's negative because people like that. They say people like that, it'll get them more recognition. I don't really rock with those people for real. Like, I don't really. I mean, I call them my friends. They ain't my friends. I might speak to them, but those people never supported me. They just, you can't post a single video, and I could post you. You want me to post you?
Right.
You can't even post me. I'm not even asking you to post me to give me publicity because I mostly pay for my posts.
Mm-hmm.
But you choose not to post me because it's gospel, and that's not right. Like, that's God's word. Right. Why would you not want to promote something positive during this time?
Right. All you got to do is hit the share button. You ain't even got to have no caption. Yeah. Just share that. Yeah.
It's just the reason why they not post me. It hurts me. I'm like, damn, I'm not posting you for my music. Because mind you, I paid $100 for my mixtapes to post me on their platform. And I'm saying, I'm not asking you to post me. And they got way more bigger following than all my followers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm not asking for publicity off your post. I'm just asking to promote something that's positive But you rather feed the youth toxic because that's what the world wants. They want people in the club showing that. They want to show weapons and stuff like that. That's what they promote. That's just the devil's world. It's the devil's world.
They be scared to start the new trend too, though. Like, everybody want to follow suit. Don't nobody want to really start the new trend and try to do something. It'll be for the big name rappers with the people with money to do it. Then they just follow suit. If you got money, like G Money said it on that Fredo Bane song, like, people respect people that got the money. But half the people that got the money, not even the real ones, though.
Exactly. That's facts. Right. I'm on all these platforms. I just got the Israelite video on Worldstar. I'm on This Is 50. I'm on Party and Boo. All this is out of pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't got no money. Like, people think I don't got no money. Like, people that know me know I don't got no money. I'm just chasing my dream. Like, I get what I can have, and just basically chase my dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is. World Star.
I like the World Star effect. I like that.
Yeah, the World Star was cool. I mean, it didn't really, I don't know. I don't feel like it put me on a pedestal or nothing like that. Like, but I mean, I'm on the platform, so that's a good thing.
Right.
But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I thought it'd be much more publicity from it. But, you know, World Star, so I guess. No, it is what it is, but
yeah.
I only can do but so much. I did a lot already. All I can do is create better music right now and basically keep pushing positivity. That's all I can do. I can't really
pay out
of pocket for stuff. I got an interview tomorrow with the progress report.
Oh, for real? That's cool.
That's on Zoom. That will be the audio will be on Audio Mac.
Uh-huh.
And a visual will be sent to me to post, so I'll put that on YouTube as well.
You gonna make us wait on that one?
Nah, that will the interview's tomorrow, and the footage will be sent to me the next day. It'll be edited already, and I'll post it on Instagram, the full interview, and I'll post it on YouTube as well.
Alright, so y'all, whoever listen to this jank now or 50 years from now, just know it's out there somewhere. AIM Progress Report interview. It's going to be out there.
Yeah, everybody know the Progress Report. Mo interview with them, Boosie interview with them, Yellow Beezy, whatever artists you could think of, interview Lil Baby, all of them interview with the Progress Report. They're on Instagram. I interview with them tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m., so I'm waiting for that.
Oh yeah, that's some decent.
And that's my next platform that I'm hitting, and I'm kind of taking a break after this. Not taking a break, but it's not really much platforms I can do if I'm not going to Atlanta and stuff like that.
Right.
But but this one, they had an option. So I mean, it's not gonna be on their channel. I would have had to dish out more, but it will. The footage will be sent to me, so I will upload myself, and I can hashtag them, and you know what I'm saying, finesse my way, get it in a time feed, and with State Radio and State Focus Promotions.
Yeah, man, don't give the people all the knowledge, man. Don't give them too much. You can't give them too much sauce, man. I don't know who gonna hear this, Jay. Where, how, you know. Don't give them too much sauce, man.
That's facts.
People don't be a lot of. That's another thing I hate, man. A lot of people that got a lot of knowledge in the game don't be trying to share the knowledge.
Don't mean to sharing it, but I be peeping knowledge from just watching people interviews and stuff. Like, they might spit a little bit. All I do is watch interviews all day, so I watch Boosie interviews. He got some new interviews on Vlad that's dropping one by one.
Yeah, I seen him speaking on King Von.
Yeah, I was seeing that. Yeah, and it's more stuff. Like, if you watch even Say She's TV, there's young artists. There's an artist called Project Kid, and he's very intelligent. He's young. He's probably 24 right now, 23. He's a young artist that's smart, and he's a young kid that's buzzing. He's buzzing. You know what I'm saying? These are people that went viral that people probably never heard of, but he's on Say She's TV speaking facts. Like, it's just different interviews of artists like people never heard of that are in the same situation, basically, where artists working and trying to get their music out and just have to maneuver the right way because people hate. I know I praise God. I don't talk about weapons and all like that, but I know people are going to hate regardless. I know people hate, you know what I'm saying? It's just a fact, because you're doing something out of the ordinary, you're pushing towards your dream.
Word, word, word. But look though, man, we at that time again though, man. We at that marker, man. Is there anything you want to say to the people before we close this joint out?
Man, just check me out. Progress report interview at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Footage be sent to me the next day. That'll be posted on YouTube. Link will be in the bio on Instagram. Man, just check me out, man. I'm on YouTube. Ain't the Rapper. Google me. Ain't the Rapper. I'm finding blogs about me that I never even heard of. I'm Googling my name. I'm like, what is this blog? So it's just crazy. So that's about it, man. I'm just working.
Word, man. It was nice, man. Till next time, we out this bitch, man. Shit.
Already. Peace.